Today's Shir, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Simon Shin Aleph, Sifim Chav Zayin through Chav Tes. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Tuesday, January 6th. Yaitzin Bebeitzas HaChago is Sif Chav Zayin. Yaitzin Bebeitzas HaChago uveshein shal shual uvemasmer hatzeluv. A person can go out into Rishus HaRabim, go out with a Beit HaZachagol as a locust egg, wearing these things like on a necklace, with a shein shel shual and a fox tooth, with a masmer hatzaluv and a nail from a cross. These are all things that heal in some fashion, according to the Gemara. Okay. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Whether you can wear this both during the weekday on a necklace or even on Shabbos, and it won't be considered carrying because it has healing powers. And this is not considered darchei emori, the ways of the goyim, and it is mutter. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Dalid beBeitzas HaChagol. Hu Chagav. It's a beitza. It's an egg of a locust. The Ayin beGemara Lamai of the Kol Dvarim Elu. Okay, and check out the Gemara. Explains what exactly these things heal. Uvizmanam hayu elu dvarim ismachu lirfua. In those days, which implies that this wouldn't work today, it wouldn't be okay today, but in those days, these things were considered authenticated lirfua, for rifua. The Yeshlan din kameya mumcha, and they have a din of a kameya mumcha, of an authenticated amulet, and therefore, shari letzeis behen. Therefore, you'd be able to go out with them, kishahein tzliyin alav, when they are attached to you on Shabbos. And again, it's not going to be considered a darchei amori because they heal. If these things actually heal, there's no concern. This is what the Gemara there explains, that it's not considered a darchei amori if it actually heals. And also, the place can say that today, these things will not be able to wear them because they're not considered today or authenticated for refuah. And it would be also to wear patches during the chol, for chol also. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein b'chol dover shehu mishum refuah. And therefore anything that is for refuah, for healing, it would be okay to wear, and it won't be for da'ach yamari. Aval am osem maisa. If you do some type of activity, or wear some type of thing, v'ein nikar bo shehu mishum refuah, and it is not something that will evidently cure, that will for sure cure, aser yishum da'achei amori. Then it will be aser based on the fact of da'achei amori. Now, it has to be a known cure. If there's not a known cure, then it will not be permitted, and it will be aser as da'achei amori. In fact, look at the Mishnah Berurah Kufei, ve'ein nikar bo mishum refuah. What does this mean, ein nikar bo? It is not evidently a cure. So he says, "Harishein nikar sheyel refuah," meaning it's not known that it's a cure. And the reason why the things beforehand, like a beitz chago and a shein shashua and the nail from a cross, masmei hatzaluv, the reason why these things, okay, when it's permitted to wear on a necklace, it's kevan sheyomru hayodim shehu refuah. Since those that know say it's for refuah mitzad haskula, based on some supernatural type of cure, okay. Havi kinika, it has a status of being a known cure, an evident cure. Continue now in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval kol lachash mutter. But however, all incantations / amulets that we talked about before, those are mutter, right? Any formula written on an amulet or a paper, right? It's going to be permissible, and it's lo asru, and it's not going to be asru. It's only those that one went through a bedika that they do not work. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Kuvav, kol lachash mutter, all incantations, amulets, things written on a paper to heal, will not be darchei amori. And he says, v'afil iyadayin lo ismache, even if they have not yet become authenticated, v'ein anu yodin shemarapin, and we do not know that they heal. Afil hachi mutter b'chol. Even so, even if it's not an authenticated kameya, okay, It is permitted during the week. It came in the Adin and Shiesh L'chashim Mishem Merapim. Since we know there are certain incantations and amulets that are Merapim, Amina, we say Shema Gambazei Merapim. Maybe this will also heal. Vavikzaz Kamo Nikra, and therefore it is, okay, somewhat considered a known cure, even though it's not authenticated. Kevin Shalagidas Shalachashim Yirapu. Okay, because it's normal for incantations to go ahead and heal. Vein Isser Ela Ba'osan. There's no Isser except for those Sheyadanu She'enu Mo'ilim. That we know do not, there's no Isser, okay, except for those that we know will not work. Okay, and now we have to understand that today, okay, this might not be the case. It could be that the chazaka is the other way, that most of these things are bogus. So you have to know, probably you have to know who you're getting this from before you go ahead and put these things on. Kuf Zayin. Before we do a Kuf Zayin, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Misha Chashash Bechol Kameya. And there are those that are choshesh in all types of amulets, she'ena mincha, if it's not authenticated, mishum da'chei amori. In other words, there are those that hold the only type of kameya that one can wear, the only type of lachash, incantation and kameya, that one can wear even during the week, is one that has been authenticated. And if it's not yet authenticated, it's also even during the week. So we have a machlokas, whether during the week, you can go ahead and wear a kameya, an amulet that's not yet authenticated, she'ena mincha. Now let's see, Kuf Zayin, Mishnah Brura, b'chol kameya she'ena mincha. So the Gra has an issue with this opinion. The Gra asks, "Had Tnan, is it the Mishnah that says the Ein Yotzim B'Kamei Shana Mumcha? Is the Mishnah that says on Shabbos you can't go out with a Kamei that's not authenticated? Mashma, it implies that Habachol Shabbat Dami. At Bechol you would be able to go out with an unauthenticated Kamei. You just can't go out with it on Shabbos because it hasn't yet been authenticated. Check out the Yehusha Yisrael that was trying. He was trying to miyashay this opinion. The right wrote down." It happens to be the reader. If a chole is someone who has a chashash sakana, near the kulei alma, it appears that according to everyone, shari b'chol gavni, no matter what, if it's a sakana, you can go ahead and try these amulets, even if they have not yet been authenticated. I would ask a shayla before you would use any of these things, and from who you're using it, even if it is a sakana, as well as a, let's move right to kofches. Kavches nishuchnarach, sif kavches. Misha yeshol maka, someone who has a wound, a pisas raglo on the sole of his foot, the kosher alea matbea, and he ties on his foot a coin, lahagen, shalo yinagate the raglo to prevent further injury, the gamhu merape, and also somehow it heals, mutu latsesbo, it will be permissible to go out with it. So you have here tied on your foot, a coin that's on the wound that prevents injury and also heals. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says that type of scenario where it prevents injury and heals, you can have a coin wrapped around your wound and it's okay to go out with it without an eruv and it's just a rabbim, etc. So now look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Kufchas. The Gamhu Merape, so he says, Humu Lashon HaTor, this Lashon, that it's prevents injury, shall not get baraglo, the gamu merape, and also heals, that's Lashon HaTorah. Mashma is that, it's mashma, the redavash ain't a merape, it's mashma, that's something that doesn't heal, right, if the coin doesn't heal, elash osa kadesh le yinage baraglo, if you're only putting this thing on your wound, in order to prevent further injury, usher, it would be usher. The usher with tamay besif chav beis, and going with his opinion that we saw in chav beis, I ain't shak, aval bi ala rabba, he'll be b'shem kama peskim, however, ala rabba brought other peskim. Okay. Even if it doesn't heal, even if it's just preventing pain, you also could go out with it. So even if you have something on the wound that just prevents the pain, it would also be okay according to the Eilu Rabba. The king custom of the Tosefta Shabbos, which I'm reading about Rabbi Shmuel Kodinava, right? The Tosefta Shabbos wrote this in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Kodinava. Ve'ilu El B'Sifchav Beis, Mashi Kosav B'Shem Agra. And check out earlier in Sifchav Beis, we wrote in the name of the Gra. That's a Rambam who Gam Kein Achi. This is the opinion of the Rambam as well. Now Kein, therefore he says, Im Chatach Etzbo'u B'Shabbos. If one cuts his finger on Shabbos, V'Kari Chatichas Beged Alea, Shelo Yisar B'Vagadav. And he wraps around a piece of beged cloth, clothing, so Shelo Yisar B'Vagadav, he doesn't, go ahead and further cut his finger on his clothes. He doesn't rub up his wound on his clothes. He wants to cover it. Mitzvah Tzeis, bro, he can go out with it. Miu Yosef Tov, Sheyichroch, He says, however, it's better sheyichroch al makom hazeh beizas matzah. It's better to wrap some type of rag or bandage or band-aid. Everyone would agree you can go out with it. The lo chashiv, it's not considered chashiv. Ubatel legabei hamakah, and it's batel to the makah. So therefore, it's preferable to really always wear something like a band-aid, something that's not chashiv in and of itself. Niu b'chol gavim tzarech lichotz. No matter what, you should clean it b'kodem hadam. You should clean it beforehand when you put a bandage on from the dam sheba etzbo. If you're putting it on Shabbos, k'dei shlo yitzdabe al yidei zeh. Until you put a bandage on, you should try to get the blood off first, so that it doesn't color the bandage. Kuf tes mutilatzes. You can go out with it. You can go out with a coin with a bandage wrapped around the coin, which is on top of the wound. You have a wound with a coin on it, and around the coin you have a bandage. So here the bandage is covering the coin, which is covering the wound. So therefore, in this case, he says dafu bishakasha as a matbeya. It's only when you're tying up the matbeya, the pieces raglo to the sole of the foot, the old yom from before Shabbos, there is a smatut lo chashuv batel. With some type of bandage or rag, it's not chashuv, and it's batel to the coin and to the wound. Avon kasha oz bedavashu chashuv. But if he wraps around the coin something that's chashuv there, for sure also latzeis for Shabbos, it's going to be also to go out with it on Shabbos because it's chashuv and it's gufa being wrapped around the coin which is on the wound. And that's what we said earlier in Sif Chav Beis. Kadem al Elba Sif Chav Beis. Chav Tes. Hayotze betalis mekupelas ak safav. A person goes out with a folded talis on his seifav, on his shoulders. Dahainu shal achash nesna aloisha, meaning after he put the talis on his head, magbiya shule, he picks up the bottom of the talis, ak seifav, totally over his shoulders. Chayiv chatas, he's considered chayiv chatas, he's going to be. If he carries it this way over his shoulders, the talis and Rishus Haravim, he's chayiv chatas. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and tomorrow that we're talking here where this is not the derech to wear it. It's not like a scarf scenario. It's where you have a talis, you just stop putting it over your shoulders, and it has no derech bisho as a scarf or anything like that. No derech levisha, not bisho. There's no derech levisha. A scarf or anything like that. Look what he says. Now he goes on. Avon ena mekupelas al ksefa. But if it's not totally folded over his shoulders, avon mishushelas, but rather it hangs down the rechfa with the mata mekseifa under his shoulders, right? Shoy, it's going to be permissible. Shemei acha shu mesate petalisa. Since he is wrapping himself somewhat in his talis, meskas teseba ksefa v'gufa, and it's covering both his shoulders and his body. Even though, it is somewhat shortened by his pulling it up and rolling it up a little bit, mutter. Yapizem mutter v'sate petaliso tachas aglima. You can wrap up on your talis and you can wrap it up and fold it up under your coat and bring it up this way, lavia or beit hakneset, because this is all derech levisha. It is over your body mostly, and it will be permissible to go and to the shul, pulling up your talis under your coat a little bit, as long as it's over your body as well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Yud, Dahay Mishava Achar, meaning Mekol Shekein Kishi Yisiru Legamrei Me'a Atmo. That's for sure. Okay, if you take it totally off yourself, the kipla, and folded it, Nasna Akifsei for the Chayiv. For sure, if you took the whole thing off and folded it and just carried it and over your shoulder, for sure that would be considered carrying, and you'd be chayiv chata. So if you carry your folded talis over your shoulder, so then for sure that's going to be considered derech of carrying, of carrying, and it'd be chayiv chata. Kuf yiralef chayiv chata. Why? Shein zeh derech malbush. Because if one goes ahead and wraps it around his shoulders in a way that's not scarf-like and clearly not levisha, he be chayiv katzatz v'haver leikim masoi. So if you just thumb, wrap it around, it would be considered a masoi. Okay? Carrying. Chayiv chatas. Kuf yud bey. Remata mikseifa. If you go ahead and have it on your body below your shoulders, hanu afilu. So according to this, the sounds like he says, afilu in eino mechasa barov gufo. Even if it doesn't cover the majority of your body. However, he goes on, Yesh machmir b'davar, there are those that are machmir, d'va'inan she'yimachasa b'rov gufo. There are those that say that you have to go ahead and be mechasa it has to be mechasa, it has to cover rov gufo, the majority of your body. So we say that it doesn't have to. And we say that if it's not rolled on up all over your shoulders, bunched up over your shoulders, it's going to be okay if it's down your body. So we have a machlokas here, okay, whether it has to cover rov gufo. That's what this shaila here is in Sifka and Kuf Yud Beis. We now move weiter, okay. Mishnah Brura Kuf Yud Gimel. Vapizem mutter v'satef meipataliso. Therefore, you can then go ahead and wrap in your talis and bunch it up under your coat, tachas haglima. Look at the Mishnah Brura, kavanaso. That he goes ahead and he shortens it a little bit by bunching it up a little bit from the bottom. The kevash al kolponim utafru, since he's still being wrapped in it, ad lamata miksefa, right, until below his shoulders. The afal gashem abi yeshua mulmata, and even though he's lifting up the bottom up, shari, it's okay. The lasatev kol gufo bo kemo bebeisak neses kasher lasos kain kishahor b'shulam, because to have yourself wrapped your whole body, like you have in shul, it's hard to do that when you're walking with a rabbin. Afshar yibash glima alav numala, even if you're, okay, wearing a coat above it. So this becomes a normal way of wearing a talis under your coat. Lavi or benekneses. Okay, you can bring it this way with a knesses. So he says here, kan shayach hagah. Here is the Ramah that we're going to see tomorrow in Sif Lamed. That's where it's really shayach. The Sif Shach has a beragol or a shabbos. However, we're going to see tomorrow that the Gra is going to not bring the next Sif's Ramah to this Sif, okay? And the Gra holds that the Hagah is al makomo menes. The Gra really relates to the next Sif Lamed, and we'll see tomorrow how that Ramah either fits to our Sif that we're doing now or the coming Sif that we're going to do tomorrow. Adkan. Is Simon Shin Aleph Sifim Lamed through Lamed Beis. This is Mishnah Brura Yomi 4, Wednesday, January 7th. Wednesday, January 7th. Okay, just to review, just for those of you who might not caught Benji's last night, the last halacha of last night. Because it's going to be a continuation from there. In Sif Chavtes, we saw that if one takes a talis and then rolls it back up and puts it over his shoulders, okay, like he rings it up and like just rolls it up over his shoulders, he's chayiv chattes for carrying it that way because it's not considered derech levisha and is considered carrying. Whereas if, okay, it is hanging down a little bit and then he rolls it up, part of it at the bottom, even if he puts, okay, some ends over his shoulders, it's going to be mutter. And as the issue is whether or not it is derech levisha. So now we come to our sif, lamed. And this is going to seemingly be a stira, so the Mishnah Brura is going to deal with that. Look what he says. Lamed. Shulchan Aruch goes, mutter latzeis b'reshus harabim b'talis seviv atzavar. So here he says that it is mutter to go out in b'reshus harabim with a talis wrapped around, right? You have the talis wrapped around your neck. So we just said before, if you have it rolled up and if you have a talis rolled up and wrapped around your neck, it's going to be what? You're going to be chayiv chatas. Here he's saying, if you take a talis and you roll it up around your neck, it's going to be okay. So look at the Mishnah Brura Kuf Tes Vav, the talis seviv atzar is the ein zeh soser l'sif hakodem. This is not a stira to the previous sif. The difference is that this is talking about in Medinos where there's a minag. Okay, the minag is to walk around like with this type of talis in this way. In other words, it's all has to do with Darach Levisha. So in this sif is talking about where like you're rolling it up in a way that it's like a scarf that you would wear in your, like, in those towns, they have scarves. Okay? It might have been a weird looking scarf, but it was a scarf. Okay? Yeah? You're going to see that coming up. Okay? V'lachein mutter, she says, V'lachein mutter afil b'makupo u'munach sevivat zvar. And therefore, it would be permissible, even if it's folded up and wrapped around your neck, the derech malbush u'shan, that's the derech malbush in that place. V'hu ke'ein sudar, and it's like a scarf, shehitir ha-shulchan aruch, like we're going to see coming up in Sifta Lamadalad. Now, let's go back to the Ramah. Okay, this is going to be very important. We're going to be stopping in the middle of Mishnah Brura, you'll see, for a good reason. So look at the Ramah, now back to the Ramah. Afal pi, Nei says, Afal pi shemein maniach tzad yemin al ksefo shol smol,
the derech lelav shokach is going to be good even if he takes what? Even if he takes the sad yamin, even if he takes the right side and wraps it all the way around his left, okay, shoulder, the derech lelav shokach, it's a derech to wear it this way. The lohavi elis knows, and it's only done this way for elegance. This knows means for elegance. Vishari, and therefore be permissible. And the big problem the Achronim have with this Ramah is it seems to be that this Ramah is a double pasha. Because if this Ramah is going on the Shulchan Aruch, then for sure it should be okay. If you could just wrap it around your neck, right, like a scarf like this, without wrapping it back up over your shoulder, and that's okay. And for sure, if you just wrap it up totally around your neck, for sure that Perach Levisha, it should be okay. So look what he says. Now go back to the Mishnah Berurah in the middle. So he says, "Umashikasev b'haga afalti mikol mashayech l'sof sif chavtes." It's really an out of place Ramah. It's a editor's error. He should have put this Ramah. You see, look at the end of chavtes with a little star there. That's where the Ramah is supposed to be. Okay, and now it makes sense. He says, because there it was talking about as follows, where people go ahead and roll up their talis, okay, under their coat. And bring it to the shul that way, okay? So it's not dripping on the it's not drooping on the floor in the street in the mud, okay? So he says there, okay, it's okay even if what, even if you wrap it up above your what, above your shoulder, as long as you have some of it what, some of it drooping down your back. Now if you were there for Benji yesterday, you saw there was a machlokas if it has to cover over your body when it's going down your back. Or it could even be a part of your body. I ain't shum yesterday's. If you haven't seen it, okay. Junior is going to give a chazar shir on Benji's later tonight. Let's go right. Okay, so now he says as follows. However, the bear hagra, bear hagra mashma. However, in the bear hagra, it's mashma as follows. It's mashma that he does what? Hang on, 1 second. Sorry about that, boys. Okay. Lucky this is what I'm vid. Okay. So he says as follows. He says, Ben Agra, he's trying to be Miyashev, the Ramah with our Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says. Ubir Agra, Mashmash, and Mefarish. The Ben Agra has a totally different way of dealing with the seeming stira between the Shulchan Aruch and Lamed and the Chavtes. And he says, the Mashakaza of the Shulchan Aruch, Betalish, Sushalav, Atzar, Var, the Gra says, when the Shulchan Aruch says, we're dealing with a talis that goes around the neck, he doesn't mean it's like a scarf. It says as follows. It's talking about the two upper ends, the upper ends of the talis, it's wrapped, okay, and gathered together, okay, around the lot, around the neck. In other words, like our talisim, where you wrap it up the top, and the top part is wrapped around your neck, like this. You ever wear a talis like this? You tie it like a little bow around? Okay? Alright? You tie it around? Okay? Around your neck, but the talus is still on the bottom. So he's saying, that's okay, even though it's a little funny, even though you're doing what? Even though you're wrapping it around your neck, since you have what? Since you have the back coming down, it's okay. So according to that, right, he says, and also what he did was, okay, he rolled it up on the bottom. The lezesi and harama, okay, even if he takes like the bottom that he rolled up and he wrapped it around his what? He wrapped it around his the right side around his left shoulder, it's still going to be okay. Gam kein shari, why? Mishum the derech lelav shokach. The rulist knows. It's a derech levisha. What comes out, okay, in terms of halacha l'maisa, and you check out all the achronim, halacha l'maisa, it really has to do with how people wear these talisim, how it's worn. If it's worn this way, basically, with just a little bit of a pull up here or there, it's fine. If it's not worn that way, if it's not derech levisha, then obviously it would be considered carrying. Let's move weiter. Lamed Aleph. Hayotze me'utav betaliso. Someone is, okay, goes out wearing his talis. V'kifla mikan umikan. By the way, you have to understand, when the Shulchan Aruch is talking here about talis, this is their clothes. You understand? In those days, the talis was their clothes. So he's going out, muta petaliso, he's going out in his cloak, right? V'kifla mikan umikan. And what he did was, he with both sides, okay, both sides folded up. So what he did was like this. He has his, imagine our talis, okay? And he goes ahead and he folds up the sides, like we do, like we fold up the sides. What he does is, in order so that it doesn't, it's a big talis, so it doesn't fall on the floor, he like rolls it up, and then he either holds the ends while it's on his back. He holds the ends together in his hand, right? Like so, he bunches up the front corners and the back corners, and he's holding it in his hand. Okay, v'kiplo mikan u'mikan. He's holding it in his hand. V'yado, holding it in his hands. Or aksefo. Or what he does is he flips them both back up over his shoulders. Sort of like what we do, but a little more. Like what we do, and we wear our talis. We fold it over on top of the shoulders. But here he's folding it over the shoulders with also the front and the back also flipped up above, like all bunched up. So he says, in the skaven, look what he says. In the skaven, the kabates knuffav, if he's gathering up the corners, kadeshalolat, yikaru, so it doesn't get ripped, o kadeshalol yislachachu, or so it doesn't get what, dirty, usser. Then it's going to be usser. Because it's not derech levisha. And what is he doing? He's folding up both corners, okay, and he's holding them in his hands, or putting up both corners up upon his shoulders. That's wacky. That's not the way you wear things. That's whacked out. Even if you have it up on your shoulders, you don't have, okay? However, if you go ahead and you bunch it up in a way to make it elegant, like the lot, like the minag anshei hamakom b'malbushan, the way that people wear it, then it's okay. So, for example, let's say the way we wear our talisim today. Okay, what do? In order to keep it up on our bodies, what do? We fold it up over our shoulders. Okay, and it might droop down on both sides, but we have it all folded up. That's okay. Why? Because that's being done derech levisha. Now, it might have, you know, been created that way because people didn't want their talisim rolling all over the floor. Okay, that's why we now fold it up over our shoulders. But the bottom line is that derech levisha now. Okay, so that's right. But the derech levisha is not to walk around holding it in your hand or taking both corners and plopping it up on your shoulders and walking around like this. Okay, but that's the point. Okay, so therefore you can wear it like our talisim, the way we wear it, folded up on our shoulder. That's okay. That's derech levisha. Vahani mili. Now he's going back and he's saying, Vahani mili b'taliso shelahem. That's going in their old day cloaks, the way they used to wear their clothes, like talisim. Shahi yuriya achas merubos. In those days, they used to walk around with one big square, right, cloak. Okay? Ava mabushin didan, he says, I guess already, in the time of Shulchan Aruch, they already invented the sleeves. Okay? They invented the sleeves and the shirts. Okay? Ava mabushin didan, kishu lavush bahem. Okay, when he wears them, umotzi yado mitocha, and he has like a coat, let's say, and he puts his hand through the sleeves. Okay, that's the way our clothes work today. Then mutter litzvos, this is very important. Lachol ma'isa, mutter litzvos k'tzasam biyado lagbiyam kadesh lo yislachachu shula b'tit. What you're allowed to go ahead and do is, okay, let's say you're wearing our types of coats today, and you have a long coat. So since it's not a talis, you'd be able to then go pick up and hold in your hands the bottom of the coat. So let's say you want to walk around holding the coat. L'chayy, that's also right. You're not going to hold up the bottom of your talis in your hand. That's not derech levisha. So he says, when it's coming to our coat, it's going to be okay. It's not derech levisha. Okay, we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah explains that. But if we do it with our clothes, it's okay. Like biyam kadesh lo yislach l'chu, in order not to get dirty, shula b'tit, in order for the bottoms of the coat not to get dirty with mud, o kadesh lo yakvu l'lachet, or let's say it's hard for you to walk with the coat. It's a smooth coat, but it's hard to walk with, so you have to roll it up a little bit to be able to walk with it. You have these big coats you have to roll up in order to walk. That would be okay. So let's see what the difference is. Okay? So first let's see what he said in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Niskaven lekabet knafav. So if you're dealing with a regular talis, if you're dealing with a regular talis, and you do what? And you roll up the corners and hold them in your hand, if you're doing that, or in your shoulders, if you're doing that because of dirt, okay, it's usser. So why? Look, he says, you're taking both corners, so the front of, both corners in the front, in the front and in the back, okay, l'tzad yamin, v'chem shal tzad small. So you're taking both corners in the front and the back on the right side, and both corners in the front and the back on the left side. V'kiplon, and you fold them up, v'gbiyan al-yado, and you hold them up in your hands, or al-ksefa, or up on your shoulder. The low dummy like Sif Chavtes, it's not like Sif Chavtes which you learned with Benji yesterday, and you're chazing with Junior tonight. The Hasan Koshu Layat Talis Shul Acharav, because they're what? They're the whole bottom of the talis, okay? Shul Acharav, the Kupelas, and Mulach Seifa. See, there, when it's Asr Mamish, it's Chayiv Chavtes. In Chavtes, you're Chayiv Chavtes for it. Why? Because there you're rolling up the whole thing above your shoulder, and it's not Derech Levish at all. Here it's Derech Levish, look what he says. Okay, Mashenkin Hacha, the Rekha Ksavos Mukbalit. Here you're really wearing it, you're just doing what? You're just bringing it up on the sides. Umunachin al Ksefav. And you're therefore doing what? You're putting it over, okay, your shoulders. Lahachi Rak Isura Ika Velochiyuva. It's only going to be an Isser and not a Chiyuv. Okay, but Gam Tari, not only that, it's going to be Tari B'Kavana. Because this is the way people wear these things, and that's why you're wearing it that way, it's okay. If you just stop doing it for what? For for purposes of dirt and things like that, then it would be usher. But it's not chayiv, why? Because it's basically covering your body. So that's what he's saying. Now, but if it's an our coats you can lift up a little bit. Why? It's not derech levisha in the classic. If you're doing it for the dirt, that's not allowed. It should at least be usher. So look what he says. Hatam da'akasi nishar alav etzem ha-beged derech malbush. Because in this case, the etzem ha-beged is still on him derech malbush. Because he has sleeves, right? He has sleeves. He's totally raw. He's totally in the eye. Like his arms are in the sleeves. And he has the coat on him. He's just pulling up the what? The back. See, when he's dealing with a tyus, it's a square tyus. The whole thing is being raw. The whole thing is being held up. Front, the back, the corners, the sides. Here, when you're wearing the thing over you and your arms are in the sleeves, so the bottom that you're going up, even though it's like the four corners in the bottom, it's really the bottom of your clothes and you're basically covered with it. And therefore, you can lift up your coat a little bit to keep it from getting dirty. This is a big halacha l'maisa. Okay? Umashma b'achronim b'afal pikein ein lahakel ela b'magbiyat tzas. However, it's a halacha l'maisa. It's only to pick it up a little bit. Because you cannot walk around, okay, with your coat, okay, pulled up, halfway up. It's only to pick it up a little bit to keep it from getting dirty. But you can't pick it up all the way. You shouldn't pick him up a big way and hold him, like crunch it up under your arms. The nasa kimarzeh, because then it'll become like a tube, which is not derech levisha. A tube. T-U-B-E. Okay? Pipe, a tube. Okay? Kuf yud ches. Okay? No, it's not derech levisha. It might be derech levisha in the swimming pool, but it's not derech levisha in the street. Okay? Umotzi yada mitocha. Okay? Umotzi yada mitocha. So if it's a coat and you're putting your hands through the sleeves, then you can lift it up a little bit. Mashma dekesheino motzi yadav mitocha. It's mashma. If your arms are not going through the sleeves, could go mental shel nashim, like a woman's cape, all right, a poncho, or shel mantel shel Ashkenazim, or like a German mantel, like your junior could show us where those things are. They'll have the sleeves, right? I guess the gabbai in the German shul used to wear them. You know what I'm talking about? You do? The mantel, you know? Also lagbiyam, that's tati. Also lagbiyam. It's also to what? To lift those things. The lav derech malbushu. Because it's not derech malbush, because you don't have sleeves. When we go back on near it, the hila hachmer, hila lagbiyah, have they? However, you don't have any machmer, even there. It's only if you're picking up a lot. Aval, lo ma'at. If you're picking up a little bit and you're wearing your German mantle, you'd be okay. If you're doing it to lo yislachlich, in order for not to get dirty, the agayin derech levishi. Because it's still derech levishi, it's still the way that you wear it. Okay, well, I got to go back to Ramad Beis. Hayotzi b'moros hasurim lo besedino. Okay, a guy goes out. By the way, tomorrow, 9:10, bring your breakfast. Okay? Hayotzi, we have 9:10 tomorrow. 9:10 tomorrow. Hayotzi b'moros hasurim lo besedino. A person goes out wearing a sheet on his body, but what has he got in there? He has money wrapped up in the sheet that he's wearing. It's chayiv. It's chayiv. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chayiv kuf yotzes. The derech hotzah. This is derech hotzah. Vehu adin kishe yotzeh. He's at halach lemaisa. If you go outside the malls, hatzorah lo bekiso. If you go out with money in your wallet, hatochu bedigdo. You go with money in your wallet, in your pocket, in your pants, attached to your pants. That's also going to be hotzah chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. You carry money. Okay? But this is chayiv chata skila. What do you mean, that's muksa. Okay, Avav Abayis, we'll continue with this tomorrow. Okay, please everyone, 9:10 sharp, we'll start with this again tomorrow.